neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
To go through it on Chodesh Elul. So we learned a few points about this more, and then at the end of the Mizmor, after the part that it says that please do not turn your face from me. Al taseh panecha mimeni, al ta be'af avdecha, and you not have grudges and anger toward me. Ezrati ha'ita, so help me out. And then he says, al titesheni v'al tazveni elokei yish'i. Remember this pasuk? So now, here, first we ask, don't turn your face away from me, as we explain what turning the face of Hashem, Chas v'Shalom, it means. And then we say, help me out. You be my help. And then after we ask Hashem to help us out, then we again repeat, Al titesheni ve'al tazveni elokei ish'i. So you just ask to help you. Then you say, don't leave me alone. You're my savior. When you ask for help, so then it's obviously goes without saying that he's not going to leave you. No? Why?
It's not actual Hashem, it's from the mitzvot of the Hashem. The commandment of Hashem, don't run away. So
No, we asking Hashem, do not forsake us, don't leave us. But you already asked to help you. So when you ask Hashem to help you, so then what's the problem?
Don't leave us, we are happy anyway, so don't leave us.
No, we ask Hashem to give us a good help. See, like, let's say we ask somebody, give me your hand, and then you tell him, don't move back. Does it make sense? No, it doesn't make sense.
If it doesn't, you don't have the privilege to help you, you're going to turn your...
No. When you ask for the help of Hashem, that means he should help you the status that is required. So now, when you ask somebody, give me your hand, do you need to tell them, don't move back? Say, no.
It's just security.
What security?
It's not to go back. How do you know when you ask, it's going to be happening?
No, you have to do it Jewish way. The Jewish, a Jew always get discount. So in talking also, you don't talk too much. You just give the message clear and shortcut. Crisp, they call it.
Amen.
They call it soft and? No.
No.
Soft and?
Brandy.
No. Crispy. You don't know the saying? No.
Soft
the
and sweet.
No.
No.
No. No. No. Soft in Persian. It says soft and? How do you peel the? Hazal Baro. Amen.
Yeah.
Very nice. So to be clear, shortcut. So here, the Melech Shalom says, don't turn your face from me, don't get angry at me, help me. And then again he says, Al tishesheni v'al tazveni elokei ish'i. Why? But you already asked him to help you. So now the question is, like, let's say, who was greater, Moshe or Bil'am?
Moshe.
Bil'am, exactly.
Bil'am is big.
He's
greater than Moshe.
He was.
No more than Moshe.
Says no. Lo navigam be Israel ke Moshe od. Sigmar says be Israel lo gam be omot haolam gam. Sigmar says that of course the Moshe was the greatest prophet among Yehudim, and nobody even came close to him. But Omot HaOlam, we had somebody even greater than Moshe. So now the question is, no, that's how it was. This is the fact. So now, who gave the quality to Bil'am?
Hashem.
Ribono Shel Olam. What did Bilam do with it?
He abused it.
Ah, very nice. Very good. So now we have another pasuk. It says in total, "Vayehi Elokim et hana'al vayigidal." Remember this pasuk? Hashem was with this young man, and he grown up. Vayeshev b'midbar vayehi roveh ashat. Remember who that is? Ishmael. It says, "Vayehi Elokim et hana'al." So Hashem was with this young man, Hashem.
Right.
And then he became an arrow thrower. So now, you tell me, if Hashem is somebody's teacher, what do you expect him to be? Like Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Anoh. But here he says, he was throwing arrows. He became expert Olympic champion after Roveh Ashat. What is this?
You could use the knowledge in the wrong way.
So now here Adonenu, the Melech Shalom, says, "Ezrati aita, help me out, but al titesheni v'al tazveni Elokei ish'i." So that means even Hashem could come sit with you together, chevruta. You know what chevruta means? To learn together. And then you become a cursor. Bilam became a cursor. Ishmael became arrow thrower till today. But they send different type of arrow. They sell missiles. Yeah. So how could such a thing be? So that's the whole message here is. When we receive help from Ribono Shel Olam, become successful, knowledgeable, we have to make sure that Hashem is watching us, because we could use this knowledge, this power, this blessing, Chas v'Shalom, to a very, very destructive way. To just Hashem be our help is not good enough. That's what the Melech Shalom is teaching us. Be careful. And when you feel that you're lucky, that Hashem has such a...
That comes to the rich. And they come very rich. Instead of helping people, they abuse people. Their power with the money.
Well, it could be anything. It could be your power. You could be a very strong man. You could have a lot of chokhmah. You could be healthy. Know what healthy people do out there? Know what they do?
No.
No?
No.
Not
the wrong one. The good one, I know. They come to the shul.
If somebody, Chas v'Shalom, is not healthy, do you see him to punch somebody?
No.
Or cause harm to somebody?
No.
So, could have a lot of side effect. So now here, when you feel good, then unfortunately, you feel that you can control people, you can harm people, and Chas v'Shalom, you could use it in a very, very destructive way. So that's the whole point here, that we have to make sure that in the process that we get to the mission, that we're going to ask many things from Ribono Shel Olam. At the time of Rosh Hashanah, many things is given according to either what we deserve or what we plead to Ribono Shel Olam. The point about it here is, Chas v'Shalom will not be a type of mentality that we feel we're greater, better than other people. As you see, the kids sometimes they fail to wear their mother or the father's shoe. Have you seen them? Yeah? Why they wear their father and mother's shoe? Make them feel big. But are they big?
No.
They're not big. But they like it. Why? Because they feel they're big. They can act like Abba Ma'ima. The point of matter here is, it's not so. So how do you know the shoe that you're wearing at this moment, is it yours or somebody else's? How do you know? Maybe you like the kid. So now, when the Abba comes, he's looking for his shoes. So now he sees the kid is wearing the shoe. You let him to wear it? Yes?
No.
And you know, when the kids they wear the father and the mother shoes, you know what the noise it makes? It disturbs everybody. It makes talak talak. Right? So that's how it is. Sometimes that you're blessed, you have whatever that Hashem has given you, you make loud talak talak. You make lots of pain for others. So Hashem says, oh, that's not the right way. So he's going to take the shoes away. What happened to Bilam? What happened to Ishmael? And that's what exactly we see. The Melech Shalom says, Ezrati haita, but please, al tidesheni, v'al tazmeni, Elokei ishi, let me be under your supervision. You know, look at this. Rehi Elokim mana, v'yeruve mashar. Wow, who's listening to me? Because he used the privilege that he had to kill people, to throw an arrow. What kind of sechel is this? That's how it is. Hashem was with you and gave you such a chokmah. Help other people, support other people, give feedback to other people, be a role model. Why? You want to destroy people, to cause harm for other people? But that's what exactly our nature tend to go, to be. And we have to ask Ribbono Shel Olam, please, Al titeshenu, al tazmenu. We want to be the source of the blessing, that to be able to be helpful, constructive, not chas v'shalom the other way around. Hashem yizakenu, that be able to mesameach avinu shebashamayim, and yizkeh b'shalom alei nachat, v'sorot tovot, sefer chaim tovim.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.